Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people with a middle wall of separation, has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, you can't get any more red hot than my guest. His name, Freddie Haler. I'm speaking to him at his home in Wilmington, North Carolina. He had his whole future mapped out because his dad was in the state legislature and he was going to go to law school. He was nominated as a Rhodes Scholar. He's a student at William & Mary College. And then he just happens to go to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting. And what happened, Freddie?
You know, it just kind of like I had a Damascus Road experience. I must admit, I went to the meeting, wasn't expecting anything like a lot of young people at that age, trying to find my way in life, was confused, had guilt, and was under the weight of sin. And, you know, went to the meeting, and they talked about the resurrection and how that distinguished Christianity from all other religions, that Jesus rose from the dead. And I remember it was a Thursday night, which was right before Good Friday, and it was about 9 o'clock. And after the meeting, the Word of God just hit my heart like a hammer, and I said to him—
But wait a second. You were raised as a good Catholic. Well, I you know, coming from a Jewish background and being a believer in Jesus, it seems to me you had all that within Catholicism.
Well, you know, I had gone to the priest, and I said, you know, I really am depressed, and I feel this panic and fear, and I'm getting straight A's, and I should be happy, and I'm not. And the priest said, "Well, just do the seven sacraments," and I did this rotely, and you know, it was just no life in it for me. I could not get a lift, and I needed to be impacted by the Holy Ghost. I needed a live encounter with the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I went to this meeting, and they talked about Christ, the risen Savior. And so after the meeting, I asked one of the brothers there who was on the football team, I said, would you please tell me more about Jesus? And he did. And he read from Acts chapter 2. And I said, wow, the Holy Ghost fell on them after Jesus ascended. And he said, yes. I said, I want to get saved, and I want the Holy Ghost. So I said a prayer, and as I was saying the prayer, and I know people talk about, well, you know, at my conversion, I didn't have a lightning bolt experience. Well, you know, sorry, folks, I did. I literally saw a white flash of lightning. It wasn't quiet. There was no thunder with it, but it was just a white flash. And I felt this warm, honey-like oil being poured on my head.
Had you ever experienced anything like this before, Freddie?
No, the feeling was totally otherworldly, ethereal, heavenly, celestial. I don't know how you describe it. It was a totally spiritual encounter with the living God. I knew he was alive, and he melted away all my whatever thought.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people with a middle wall of separation, has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, you can't get any more red hot than my guest. His name, Freddie Haler. I'm speaking to him at his home in Wilmington, North Carolina. He had his whole future mapped out because his dad was in the state legislature and he was going to go to law school. He was nominated as a Rhodes Scholar. He's a student at William & Mary College. And then he just happens to go to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting. And what happened, Freddie?
You know, it just kind of like I had a Damascus Road experience. I must admit, I went to the meeting, wasn't expecting anything like a lot of young people at that age, trying to find my way in life, was confused, had guilt, and was under the weight of sin. And, you know, went to the meeting, and they talked about the resurrection and how that distinguished Christianity from all other religions, that Jesus rose from the dead. And I remember it was a Thursday night, which was right before Good Friday, and it was about 9 o'clock. And after the meeting, I just, the word of God just hit my heart like a hammer, and I said to him...
But wait a second. You were raised as a good Catholic. Well, I, you know, coming from a Jewish background and being a believer in Jesus, it seems to me you had all that within Catholicism.
Well, you know, I had gone to the priest, and I said, you know, I really am depressed, and I feel this panic and fear, and I'm getting straight A's, and I should be happy, and I'm not, and the priest said, well, just do the seven sacraments, and I did this rotely, and, you know, it was just no life in it for me. I could not get a lift, and I needed to be impacted by the Holy Ghost. I needed a live encounter with the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I went to this meeting, and they talked about Christ, the risen Savior, and so after the meeting, I asked one of the brothers there who was on the football team, I said, would you please tell me more about Jesus? And he did. And he read from Acts chapter 2. And I said, wow, the Holy Ghost fell on them after Jesus ascended. And he said, yes. I said, I want to get saved and I want the Holy Ghost. So I said a prayer. And as I was saying the prayer, and I know people talk about, well, you know, at my conversion, I didn't have a lightning bolt experience. Well, you know, sorry, folks, I did. I literally saw a white flash of lightning. It wasn't quiet. There was no thunder with it, but it was just a white flash. And I felt this warm, honey-like oil being poured on my head.
Had you ever experienced anything like this before, Freddie?
No, the feeling was totally otherworldly, ethereal, heavenly, celestial. I don't know how you describe it. It was a totally spiritual encounter with the living God. I knew he was alive. And he melted away all my whatever thoughts.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people with a middle wall of separation, has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, you can't get any more red hot than my guest. His name, Freddie Haler. I'm speaking to him at his home in Wilmington, North Carolina. He had his whole future mapped out because his dad was in the state legislature and he was going to go to law school. He was nominated as a Rhodes Scholar. He's a student at William and Mary College. And then he just happens to go to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting. And what happened, Freddie?
You know, it just kind of like I had a Damascus Road experience. I must admit, I went to the meeting, wasn't expecting anything like a lot of young people at that age. Trying to find my way in life, was confused, had guilt, and was under the weight of sin, and you know, went to the meeting, and they talked about the resurrection and how that distinguished Christianity from all other religions, that Jesus rose from the dead. I remember it was a Thursday night, which was right before Good Friday, and it was about 9 o'clock, and after the meeting, the word of God just hit my heart like a hammer, and I said to him...
But wait a second. You were raised as a good Catholic. Well, I you know, coming from a Jewish background and being a believer in Jesus, it seems to me you had all that within Catholicism.
Well, you know, I had gone to the priest, and I said, you know, I really am depressed, and I feel this panic and fear, and I'm getting straight A's, and I should be happy, and I'm not, and the priest said, well, just do the seven sacraments. And I did this rotely. And, you know, it was just no life in it for me. I could not get a lift. And I needed to be impacted by the Holy Ghost. I needed a live encounter with the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I went to this meeting, and they talked about Christ, the risen Savior. And so after the meeting, I asked one of the brothers there who was on the football team, I said, would you please tell me more about Jesus? And he did. And he read from Acts chapter 2. And I said, wow, the Holy Ghost fell on them after Jesus ascended. And he said, yes. I said, I want to get saved and I want the Holy Ghost. So I said a prayer. And as I was saying the prayer, and I know people talk about, well, you know, at my conversion, I didn't have a lightning bolt experience. Well, you know, sorry, folks, I did. I literally saw a white flash of lightning. It wasn't quiet. There was no thunder with it, but it was just a white flash. And I felt this warm, honey-like oil being poured on my head.
Had you ever experienced anything like this before, Freddie?
No, the feeling was totally otherworldly, ethereal, heavenly, celestial. I don't know how you describe it. It was a totally spiritual encounter with the living God. I knew he was alive, and he melted away all my whatever thought.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people with a middle wall of separation, has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, you can't get any more red hot than my guest. His name, Freddie Haler. I'm speaking to him at his home in Wilmington, North Carolina. He had his whole future mapped out because his dad was in the state legislature and he was going to go to law school. He was nominated as a Rhodes Scholar. He's a student at William & Mary College. And then he just happens to go to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting. And what happened, Freddie?
You know, it just kind of like I had a Damascus Road experience. I must admit, I went to the meeting, wasn't expecting anything like a lot of young people at that age, trying to find my way in life, was confused, had guilt, and was under the weight of sin. And, you know, went to the meeting, and they talked about the resurrection and how that distinguished Christianity from all other religions, that Jesus rose from the dead. And I remember it was a Thursday night, which was right before Good Friday, and it was about 9 o'clock. And after the meeting, the Word of God just hit my heart like a hammer, and I said to him—
But wait a second. You were raised as a good Catholic. Well, coming from a Jewish background and being a believer in Jesus, it seems to me you had all that within Catholicism.
Well, you know, I had gone to the priest, and I said, you know, I really am depressed, and I feel this panic and fear, and I'm getting straight A's, and I should be happy, and I'm not. And the priest said, "Well, just do the seven sacraments," and I did this rotely, and you know, it was just no life in it for me. I could not get a lift, and I needed to be impacted by the Holy Ghost. I needed a live encounter with the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I went to this meeting, and they talked about Christ, the risen Savior. And so after the meeting, I asked one of the brothers there who was on the football team, I said, would you please tell me more about Jesus? And he did. And he read from Acts chapter 2, and I said, wow, the Holy Ghost fell on them after Jesus ascended. And he said, yes. I said, I want to get saved, and I want the Holy Ghost. So I said a prayer, and as I was saying the prayer, and I know people talk about, well, you know, at my conversion, I didn't have a lightning bolt experience. Well, you know, sorry, folks, I did. I literally saw a white flash of lightning. It wasn't quiet. There was no thunder with it, but it was just a white flash. And I felt this warm, honey-like oil being poured on my head.
Had you ever experienced anything like this before, Freddie?
No, the feeling was totally otherworldly, ethereal, heavenly, celestial. I don't know how you describe it. It was a totally spiritual encounter with the living God. I knew he was alive, and he melted away all my whatever thoughts.